Hi, this is Pat Marcello for this week's SEO News Blog Podcast. And today I want to talk about SEO and PDF files and whether or not they pass PageRank. Now, you know, you may be wondering why that's such a big deal or if it's a big deal at all, but a lot of us have PDF files online that, we don't even think about them being ranked by Google, okay? But believe me, it's happening, and it's happening in a big way. In fact, if you search for the term search engine optimization on Google, in, the 5th slot is just a title that says search engine optimization, okay? And what it is a PDF tutorial from Brad Callen, a well-respected SEO online today. And this PDF has been around for quite a long time, but here it is under search engine optimization in the 5th position. It's got a page rank of 3, and it's clearly marked as PDF. Now, does this help us in any way? I mean, if you link to that, is it going to pass any of that SEO good link juice to you? Well, you know, I was over at Stone Temple Consulting, and I was reading an interview with Matt Cutts, and he talks about lots of different SEO topics like PageRank sculpting, which apparently Google doesn't like at all. So, you know, that's one thing that I was interested to learn. It also, he was also talking about using iframes, JavaScript, and whatnot. It's a great interview. If you want to spend some time checking it out, you can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/ S like Sam, T like Tom, C like Charles, - articles. feeds.feedburner.com/STC-articles. And it's pretty long, but it's really interesting. And here's something that really interested me. Eric Eng, who was the interview, asked Matt Cutts whether Google scans PDF files. And Matt said, we absolutely do process PDF files. And he said that he wasn't going to talk about whether they pass PageRank or not. And, ever nebulous. Google won't tell us what their algorithm is. We all know that. But in what followed in that interview, Matt Cutts also counseled that PDF is in a format that is native to the web like HTML is. And, yeah, so that's true. So if you're worried about that, why do you rank it, right? Why is it number 5 for search engine optimization right on Google's front page for that particular topic? He says they're not optimal for user experience, that people don't like how long it takes for a PDF result to load. Well, you know what? I don't think I agree with that, because if it's an important PDF, if it's going to help you to learn something or, help you to move your business forward, why wouldn't you wait for it? That's just silly. But Google does rank them, and they do index them. If they're not relevant, why would they have PageRank at all? And if they can get PageRank, why wouldn't a PDF file pass it? Of course it does. So don't be worried about putting your PDF, information up online. Be sure, you're doing all the great SEO things that you do with any other web page. Complete your document properties. Give the PDF a good SEO title. Make sure it's keyword rich, that the keyword is at the beginning of the title. And, spiders definitely see that. That's one thing that's really important for every page online. And make sure that your PDF is a text-based PDF, not an image PDF. Okay, that's easy when you use Microsoft Office 2007 or later. You simply save as a PDF, and then you're all set to go. Spiders, however, ignore image-based PDFs. They're pictures. Those are the kind you create in Photoshop, for example, and those aren't really going to help you if you're looking for some search engine optimization. Upload the PDF as close as to your root directory as possible. So you want it to be on yourdomain.com/ the name of your PDF.pdf. Okay, don't put it into another directory. Don't confuse the spiders. Let them get to it as quickly and easily as possible. I think PDFs pass PageRank absolutely, because if you type PDF into Google, you see some pretty high-ranked documents. The IRS, in fact, has a W form there with a PR8. That's some good Google juice, isn't it? So, I wouldn't worry too much about what Google says. Watch more about what they do, and I think that you will have much better results. This is Pat Marcello for the SEO News Blog, and I will talk to you in another podcast. Bye-bye.